We're always trying to implement the next best thing. It's really positive to work with both firms that think that way.
In this episode of Advisor Revelations, learn how Orion firms leverage the DPL insurance platform to increase revenue, scale their businesses, and create holistic retirement plans for clients.
Hello and welcome to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I'm Cameron McRae, a regional vice president of member success here at DPL Financial Partners. On today's episode, we will discuss how firms are utilizing DPL discovery tools to implement commission-free annuities, as well as how we are working with RIA firms to help create holistic retirement plans and how to move clients into better price solutions and strategies for fixed income alternatives. Joining us today is Edison Bizica with Credent Wealth Management. Edison is a longtime DPL member as well as the chief investment officer over at Credent Wealth Management. Hello, Edison. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Cam. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So before we get started, Edison, we'd just like to give the listeners kind of a good idea about yourself and your firm. Do you mind sharing with us a little bit about your role at Credent Wealth Management and just more about Credent Wealth Management so the listeners know who we have on today?
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite topic, talk about the firm. So yeah, my name is Edison Bizica. I'm the chief investment officer at Credent Wealth Management. We're a fee-only RIA, but headquartered out of Northeast Indiana with roughly $2.7 billion in assets under management, with offices kind of nationally, anywhere from Texas to Oklahoma, Michigan, Minneapolis, Kentucky, kind of spread out. And we're very kind of mission-centric firm, right? Obviously, being fee-only, being GIPS compliant, having all the necessary resources to give our clients the best options, best options in the industry. Kind of my role at the firm as chief investment officer is to oversee our unified managed account platform directly within the Orion backdrop. That's our main kind of structure of how we manage that across the firm and nationally for all locations, and to manage the investment structure within that backdrop for our clients, obviously DPL being a huge part of that.
Thanks for sharing, Edison. And I do want to touch on that growth because I mentioned longtime member, maybe one of the fastest growing RIA firms we work with as well. So we'd love to hear a little bit more about that later on in the podcast, but I'd love to kind of hear the origin story, if you will, of how you all joined DPL. I think you all joined kind of springtime of 2021, maybe during some uncertain times, but I think what our listeners might be very interested in is the fact that it was when you all were planning and transitioning into pure independence as an RIA firm. We'd love to just kind of hear your thoughts on how that transition went, where DPL maybe was able to help out with that transition.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's going back in the archives. So go back to, you know, right during the pandemic, we kind of underwent this move to leave LPL Financial and join TD Ameritrade, you know, during the depths of COVID, would have been roughly that May, June timeframe. And as we were doing that, we went from a hybrid RIA, obviously going to fee-only RIA in that process. And the reasoning for that was kind of multifaceted, but, you know, one of the main things was how do we approach, how do we kind of take that stance to be a true, true independent firm in every aspect of that term and how we go about that. And DPL in that structure was a very unique option for us and very, very, very timely in that we did have annuities on the brokerage side. We did have the capabilities of switching them over to fee-only. And the networking structure, how we came to work together with DPL, was allowing the annuity structure on the fee-only side to best fit the mold of how we were managing client assets across a UMA platform, a unified managed account platform. So as we were starting to build that out and finding the right partners that were able to work with not only us, by the way, but also with Orion in the mix to be able to have clients have that single sign-on structure, to have the ability to go to the kind of one-stop shop for what we were trying to deliver, DPL fit that mold extremely well for us during that timeframe. And it, to your point earlier, kind of that growth kind of perpetuated from there. And that I believe at the time we were roughly just shy of $1 billion when we moved over to TD. And it's been almost 3x growth since then, 2x rather growth since then from that June timeframe, Cam.
Yeah, that is amazing growth. And Thanks for sharing on kind of you hit the nail on the head there of kind of what DPL does best, and that is our commission-free annuity platform. And, you know, being able to partner with RIA firms like yours and Credent Wealth Management, just being able to kind of be that annuity expert is what we pride ourselves on. And of course, our discovery tools along the way. Do you mind sharing with kind of what that looks like on your all's end as far as advisor use? So of course we have multiple annuities. Annuities can mean different definition to different folks, depending on kind of their background, you know, whether a firm might be utilizing them for 1035 exchanges, as you'd mentioned a little bit earlier, or maybe you're utilizing them for retirement income or maybe principal protection. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how your advisors have utilized, particularly the commission-free annuity platform that DPL offers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we could spend a whole episode just on that topic alone. The reality has been, you know, we run a centrally managed investment management platform as it relates to many aspects of stock classes, asset classes, you name it. We've taken that GIPS compliant. Where our advisors really value the DPL platform on that front is you get a lot of creativity in that function of being able to add something extra to manage that risk profile and to provide, as you mentioned, whether it's income or principal protection or buffered options or this kind of free of bias ability to structure that investment portfolio. Most of our advisors, Cam, are using the principal protection and income stream as the best ways for how we partner with DPL on that front. And it varies, right? I mean, it's funny, if you were to segment a cohort of clients by age segmentation, you'd find where advisors lean in for those solutions a lot more versus others. And without getting obviously with product specific information, there's a lot of great options out there that achieve the desired, not only the desired investment objective, but also the solutions for the clients that's actually tangible. So for us, as that DPL platform has actually grown over time in its ability to expand its product base, I think our solutions and be able to get creative has also expanded on that. But I can tell you that especially over the past 2 years with how the fixed income markets have actually transpired, some of those principal protection notion in lieu of some of that traditional fixed income on that space has really added some tangible and observed value and certainly a lot of value for our clients.
Great. No, thanks for sharing, Edison. And I think we've used the word principal protection, used the word buffered annuities, which of course has been one of the highest growth sectors, if you will, when it comes to annuities. I think they're the only annuity category that's seen quarter over quarter growth since 2016. So that particular product set has seen a huge growth space. And a lot of times we call those defined outcome type solutions, which I know that your firm has really taken a liking to, as you mentioned, just because of, you know, fixed income rate environments over the, you know, the short history of the past couple of years. I will say I do enjoy working with your all's firms. As you have grown, I tend to get to meet and know the new advisors you all onboard. And I think a lot of times they are taken aback by what is available now that a commission-free annuity marketplace has evolved to be what it is with the flexibility and the different options. I am curious, Edison, when you all are bringing in or onboarding new advisors, is there a particular advisor group or someone that fits kind of the Credent mold that you all look for when you are looking to onboard new advisors or firms, whether that's through, you know, organically growing with them or M&A, et cetera?
Yeah, a great question, right? And the answer is yes, of course, kind of that ideal client profile on that front. But the reality is, our approach to that has been kind of multifaceted in the sense that if there's an advisor that ultimately wants to exit the industry, right, and almost all of them will, right, an advisor is either going to milk that cash flow to death, quite literally, right, or most of them care about their clients, are going to do something about it and transition into a merger or an acquisition structure. That's the typical advisor that we actually love to work with, right? Somebody that actually ultimately cares about their clients and is doing something about it to transition their clients to another firm as they exit retirement, as they sell their business or whatever it is they would like to do. And the reality is the fee-only space, right? It's not as abundant as it was, and certainly it's getting better. But it's the fee-based space, right? The hybrid RIAs that dominate the RIA industry. And there are many, many great firms out there. But in that space, right, we don't only seek fee-only firms. We love hybrid firms because when hybrid firms come to Credent, not only do we have a pathway to the fee-only structure, but a lot of that annuity product that's on those books, right? The process and how we actually transition that via 1035s, the comparison structures, the relationships that we work together with DPL to be able to, quite frankly, lift a lot of that burden of the workload up front and run that analysis, provide the objective feedback is quite amazing. What I love about that, Cam, one of my favorite things is you guys, you know, you don't shy away from saying, you know what, this doesn't make any sense to transition to fee only, keep it as is, right? That's pretty powerful because then we can go back to our clients, we can go back to our advisors and say, you know what, it's great as is, don't touch it. Being able to bring that back to the table and have a very objective process from hybrid to fee only with some kind of in the mix structure between the two, that's pretty powerful. And it's boded very well for us in our growth story over the past 4 years.
Yeah, that's great. And that's kind of where I think that Credent and DPL have had a really good marriage over the years is those hybrid advisors with those existing annuities. And as you mentioned, being able to have a partner like DPL that can stay objective and you don't have to trust kind of the human aspect of it either. We use a lot of data and analytics with our discovery tools that make it very easy for advisors or DPL consultants to go in with a client statement and have some client inputs and know right away, hey, is there something better that this client could be in that is a true RIA vehicle? Or hey, is this current annuity they have just in a really good spot and it should be put? So with a few clicks of the button, in a short conversation, we're able to tell right away whether an annuity should stay put, if they're in a good spot, or if, hey, yeah, no, this one makes perfect sense for a 1035 exchange. Here's, you know, all the benefits the client's going to receive. And, you know, you're going to be able to bring that under management and link it right into Orion, which I'm going to kind of change gears here with us, Edison. But as you know, we have now officially partnered with Orion. I know that we've had the Orion data feed for you all for quite some times, but I know that with a firm in such a high growth mode as Credent is, technology is of the utmost importance. So I wanted to just talk a little bit about Orion and how you all utilize it internally. I know it's probably played a pretty big role in allowing you all to grow, you know, 2-3x over a short time period, but specifically, when you all were searching, how did you all come across Orion? Why did you choose Orion? What has been your experience with Orion Technologies over the years?
Yeah. So I've been an Orion user since about the fourth quarter of 2012. And for those listeners that have been using Orion for that long, that's back when they had the desktop version, right? It wasn't even on the cloud yet. So the evolution of Orion has been nothing short of amazing over time. How we chose Orion, right? I think most RIAs, when they grow, you have to accept the fact that your tech platform has to be superior and has to provide leverage to not only your internal staff and your advisors, but also a clear experience for the client. And option A is you got to build it yourself, or option B is you have to find kind of what's best in practice out there, hitch your wagon to them, and hope that that entity, that company actually grows in a very responsive and positive way. And so far, so good. It's been amazing with Orion on that front. Our approach to that tech was, let's find a partner that is not going to constrain us to integrations, not going to constrain us to custodians, not going to constrain us to our ability to actually customize functions within that. So Orion fit that mold really well for us and continues to do so because every quarter, we're releasing something new. Every quarter, we're providing new functionality, new reporting capabilities, new client portal functions, new advisor portal functions, right, for the TAMP side of our business. So Orion has done this amazing thing where I always equate it to like getting a kind of a broken puzzle in a box. Like it works really well, but then allows you to build this beautiful thing any way you want to structure it. And with the right team, it just does everything appropriately for you.
Yeah, I agree. I hear that same sentiment from other firms that partner with us that are also Orion users. You said something else interesting there, the TAMP side of Credent, which you and I don't get to talk that often about. So I think that would also be nice for our listeners to hear. not only the Credent RIA that I deal with day to day, but then also what you all are doing on the TAMP or turnkey asset management platform of things. If you would like to share quickly how that operates.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So I think what we have discovered is a lot of firms that are using Orion and a lot of firms that are seeking that operational leverage over time, maybe struggle to get there at times, right? Because it's a function of maybe it's a smaller team that's trying to run Orion or other some other software behind the scenes while still trying to be the investment manager, the business development officer, the chief compliance officer, right? The multiple hats that business owners have to collectively kind of wear at any given point in time. Our TAMP side of things, right, our Credent Advisor Solutions side of things is essentially putting the immense leverage we've built out over the past 12 to 13 years and building out a really, really highly customized Orion solution in how it works with advisors, with reporting, with end client deliverables, with just investment management functions behind it. All of those components that we have perfected with our large team of operations analysts, investment management analysts, it's an extension of our Credent platform for assets that clients that, or rather advisors that don't want to integrate fully yet, or maybe aren't ready to part ways with their business. This gives them the operational leverage to tap into that expertise while still maintaining and owning their own business and running their own business. So the beauty of that platform, Cam, is that DPL comes right within that. We do all the back end lifting for the advisors, whether it's them remaining hybrid or whether it's them going the fee-only route, the solutions are certainly in there without them, again, having to put up their shingle and maybe merge their business somewhere else.
Right. No, that's great. Thanks for sharing that. It's great to see the Credent footprint continue to grow. And knowing, I think it's nice for our listeners to know, you know, hey, with a firm like Credent, and kind of what Edison and team have built over there and the growth they've seen. It's the growth that people really respect and it gets eyeballs. So just nice for listeners to know multiple different ways to partner with Credent and DPL at the end of the day as things continue to evolve with Orion and with DPL and the commission-free annuity platform. Before we get out of here, Edison, I'd love to just hear one more time, I guess if you could, how some of the advisors are utilizing the dashboard. Are they oftentimes logging in to DPL and running tools themselves? Are they working with my team of consultants to kind of use our expertise? And it might be different. I know you all have plenty of advisors, some with, you know, a lot of annuity knowledge, some that might be new to annuities. Mm-hmm. You share just a little bit of what that user experience has been for the end advisor at Credent Wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I should first just preface that by saying DPL has also grown over time, right? And I think your guys' service model has drastically improved over time. And that's been a great way to partner with that, because usually if that's a one-sided street, that's kind of a pain in the neck. That has not been the case. That's been a fantastic partnership on that front. The way we work, you know, our advisors certainly do get on the dashboard. They get a lot of data. What's been really improvement though over time is the integration of that data into Orion, whether it's from the RMD side of things, whether it's from some transactional components, whether it's just managing aggregate investment objectives of non-annuity assets with annuity assets. So all of those become critically important that advisors seek information from the dashboard on and directly through Orion. That's been really exciting. But additionally, kind of for our firm, you know, our advisors tend to stick to do what they're really good at, right? And that's just kneecap to kneecap meetings, client retention, getting new clients, and just delivering that experience. We have a whole team of analysts on the back behind the scenes that actually do that heavy lifting for them on that front. And within that comes the transitioning of assets, right? The 1035 exchanges, the analytics that go along with that, the ongoing partner discovery days we do at Credent as we bring advisors in each time. So those components with the dashboard, with Orion, and especially with your team, right, which you guys do a lot of the heavy lifting as well, which is great on our end, selfishly, sorry, Cam, that's a great solution for us to use those collectively, not just one thing individually only.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I think you kind of gave me the answer I was looking for. It's you can use the dashboard in multiple different ways. We have heavy users. You mentioned how the dashboard has grown as DPL has invested into the tech and kind of what that can provide from just data. You know, how many 1035s have we done? What's the pie chart look like of our 1035s? You know, how many variable annuities compared to RILAs, compared to fixed products have we been doing? Where are we seeing growth in those areas? So some of those analytics I know your team loves. even to the point where, hey, if advisors, you know, need to spend more time with clients and do what they do best, then, you know, you have the team here at DPL who can help, who they can leverage to help demystify the annuity puzzle, if you will. So you can utilize it in multiple different ways. And I think like Credent, you know, just with the number of advisors and the different annuity knowledge, I think they've all kind of found it valuable in some form or fashion. So Edison, before we close it up here, I wanted to leave it open to you to see if there was anything else on your mind, DPL or Orion related, before I close this out.
Yeah, I mean, I think the beauty of the partnership is that I think from both firms, especially on the Orion side and the DPL side, right? The enhancements, announcements that come out quarterly are always positive in the sense that we're always trying to implement the next best thing. It's really positive to work with both firms that think that way. I think stagnation is easy in this business. I think competition can quickly overcome you. So it's one of those components where always being at the forefront, releasing those updates, being better, like the RMD piece, right? That works fantastically well now, and other components. We're always on the lookout for those and always attempted to adopt them as soon as we can. Because as I mentioned earlier, our goal is not to be a technology company, right? We're a best in practice utilizer of technology. So our goal is to be partners with the best in tech whose job daily is tech and allow us to be the implementers of that in a very efficient way. So that's our goal. And that's what we aim to do with these partnerships.
Well said, Edison. That's great to hear. I want to thank you not only for being a long-term member, but also join us on the podcast today. Congratulations on the success thus far with Credent. It's been great to watch the growth over the years and continued success that you all have. So wish you all continued success. And like you said, you know, stagnation can catch up to you. I don't think that the folks over at Credent Wealth Management have anything to worry about, as I know you all are, as you mentioned, always up to speed on best in tech, best in class vehicles for all things RIA firm. So I do appreciate you joining us today, Edison.
Much appreciated. Thank you. And looking forward to more great things, Cam.
Great. Likewise. Also, big thank you to the listeners out there for joining us on today's Advisor Revelations podcast. As a quick reminder, you can find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts, and you can click subscribe to find more content like you heard today. Thank you all, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. To hear more Advisor Revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.